From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 15, 2015. Despite adverse planting conditions, Texas wheat producers are expected to plant about their average number of acres this year. Today I talked with Dr. Clark Neely, AgriLife Extension Small Grains and Oilseed Specialist in College Station. Clark, from the county agent reports that I receive every week, I've been seeing mention of people dusting it in, particularly in the High Plains and West Central Texas, dusting in wheat, that is.
So it's fairly common practice, especially for growers who want to get forage production in the fall, that they will just kind of dust it in or broadcast the seed or drill the seed and then just wait for rain. If it's dry, which it is a lot of times in September, we hope to catch that September rain, but it doesn't always come. So they're just getting it in there as soon as they can to try and maximize fall forage growth. Those reports that came out were mainly addressing the fact that there's been some really heavy grasshopper pressure and some other insect pressure. And that's one of the things we caution growers by planting really early in the fall. You tend to maximize green bridge effect, where insects or disease can basically survive from volunteers from the previous crop into the new crop. If you don't give that, we usually say a 3-week window where we like to have it basically bare, fallow ground to try and prevent the spread or the jumping from one crop to the next.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.